I know that I am one with the universal mind. I know this mind is perfect, and I may rely upon it for complete guidance in all my daily affairs. This universal mind, this great subconscious mind, this mind of God knows no evil, limitation, or lack. It simply creates in my experience that which I believe and accept. Therefore, I deny all evil and all error. When my eyes and my senses are deluded with the apparent circumstance of evil, I turn away, lifting my thoughts to the perfection and abundance and love of all the universe. I know that God does not create evil, and I know that by using the power of God, I am able to deny evil, which is only illusion, simply error, and will not stand before truth. For the great reality is good, which is always attempting to manifest itself. I know that error or evil is the result of my own thought, is the result of error on my path, is the result of isolating myself from the power of the universal mind. I know that the universal mind is constantly creating in my experience that which I think, and if evil is manifested, it has come from my own thought, and my own thought may as quickly deny it. I do not will anything to happen, for I am not bigger than God. I simply understand the law of creation is bigger than I am, and that I cannot help my thoughts and belief from becoming real in my experience. Therefore, I hold my thoughts steadfastly on the good. I do not do this with effort, as if I were commanding something to act. I simply relax in contemplation of the good, secure in the knowledge that everything rests with a power much greater than I am. I trust this power. I have complete faith and confidence in this power. I rely upon this power for guidance in all my daily affairs. I refuse to accept evil, and evil is gone. I accept good, and the supply of love of the universe are mine. I know that I am one with the universal mind. I know this mind is perfect, and I may rely upon it for complete guidance in all my daily affairs. This universal mind, this great subconscious mind, this mind of God knows no evil, limitation, or lack. It simply creates in my experience that which I believe and accept. Therefore, I deny all evil and all error. When my eyes and my senses are deluded with the apparent circumstance of evil, I turn away, lifting my thoughts to the perfection and abundance and love of all the universe. I know that God does not create evil, and I know that by using the power of God, I am able to deny evil, which is only illusion, simply error, and will not stand before truth. For the great reality is good, which is always attempting to manifest itself. I know that error or evil is the result of my own thought, is the result of error on my path, is the result of isolating myself from the power of the universal mind. I know that the universal mind is constantly creating in my experience that which I think, and if evil is manifested, it has come from my own thought, and my own thought may as quickly deny it. I do not will anything to happen, for I am not bigger than God. I simply understand the law of creation is bigger than I am, and that I cannot help my thoughts and belief from becoming real in my experience. Therefore, I hold my thoughts steadfastly on the good. I do not do this with effort, as if I were commanding something to act. I simply relax in contemplation of the good, secure in the knowledge that everything rests with a power much greater than I am. I trust this power. I have complete faith and confidence in this power. I rely upon this power for guidance in all my daily affairs. I refuse to accept evil, and evil is gone. I accept good, and the supply of love of the universe are mine. I know that I am one with the universal mind. I know this mind is perfect, and I may rely upon it for complete guidance in all my daily affairs. This universal mind, this great subconscious mind, this mind of God knows no evil, limitation, or lack. It simply creates in my experience that which I believe and accept. Therefore, I deny all evil and all error. When my eyes and my senses are deluded with the apparent circumstance of evil, I turn away, lifting my thoughts to the perfection and abundance and love of all the universe. I know that God does not create evil, and I know that by using the power of God, I am able to deny evil, which is only illusion, simply error, and will not stand before truth. For the great reality is good, which is always attempting to manifest itself. I know that error or evil is the result of my own thought, is the result of error on my path, is the result of isolating myself from the power of the universal mind. I know that the universal mind is constantly creating in my experience that which I think, and if evil is manifested, it has come from my own thought, and my own thought may as quickly deny it. I do not will anything to happen, for I am not bigger than God. I simply understand the law of creation is bigger than I am, and that I cannot help my thoughts and belief from becoming real in my experience. Therefore, I hold my thoughts steadfastly on the good. I do not do this with effort, as if I were commanding something to act. I simply relax in contemplation of the good, secure in the knowledge that everything rests with a power much greater than I am. I trust this power. I have complete faith and confidence in this power. I rely upon this power for guidance in all my daily affairs. I refuse to accept evil, and evil is gone. I accept good, and the supply of love of the universe are mine. I know that I am one with the universal mind. I know this mind is perfect, and I may rely upon it for complete guidance in all my daily affairs. This universal mind, this great subconscious mind, this mind of God knows no evil, limitation, or lack. It simply creates in my experience that which I believe and accept. Therefore, I deny all evil and all error. When my eyes and my senses are deluded with the apparent circumstance of evil, I turn away, lifting my thoughts to the perfection and abundance and love of all the universe. I know that God does not create evil, and I know that by using the power of God, I am able to deny evil, which is only illusion, simply error, and will not stand before truth. For the great reality is good, which is always attempting to manifest itself. I know that error or evil is the result of my own thought, is the result of error on my path, is the result of isolating myself from the power of the universal mind. I know that the universal mind is constantly creating in my experience that which I think, and if evil is manifested, it has come from my own thought, and my own thought may as quickly deny it. I do not will anything to happen, for I am not bigger than God. I simply understand the law of creation is bigger than I am, and that I cannot help my thoughts and belief from becoming real in my experience. Therefore, I hold my thoughts steadfastly on the good. I do not do this with effort, as if I were commanding something to act. I simply relax in contemplation of the good, secure in the knowledge that everything rests with a power much greater than I am. I trust this power. I have complete faith and confidence in this power. I rely upon this power for guidance in all my daily affairs. I refuse to accept evil, and evil is gone. I accept good, and the supply of love of the universe are mine. I know that I am one with the universal mind. I know this mind is perfect, and I may rely upon it for complete guidance in all my daily affairs. This universal mind, this great subconscious mind, this mind of God knows no evil, limitation, or lack. It simply creates in my experience that which I believe and accept. Therefore, I deny all evil and all error. When my eyes and my senses are deluded with the apparent circumstance of evil, I turn away, lifting my thoughts to the perfection and abundance and love of all the universe. I know that God does not create evil, and I know that by using the power of God, I am able to deny evil, which is only illusion, simply error, and will not stand before truth. For the great reality is good, which is always attempting to manifest itself. I know that error or evil is the result of my own thought, is the result of error on my path, is the result of isolating myself from the power of the universal mind. I know that the universal mind is constantly creating in my experience that which I think, and if evil is manifested, it has come from my own thought, and my own thought may as quickly deny it. I do not will anything to happen, for I am not bigger than God. I simply understand the law of creation is bigger than I am, and that I cannot help my thoughts and belief from becoming real in my experience. Therefore, I hold my thoughts steadfastly on the good. I do not do this with effort, as if I were commanding something to act. I simply relax in contemplation of the good, secure in the knowledge that everything rests with a power much greater than I am. I trust this power. I have complete faith and confidence in this power. I rely upon this power for guidance in all my daily affairs. I refuse to accept evil, and evil is gone. I accept good, and the supply of love of the universe are mine. I know that I am one with the universal mind. I know this mind is perfect, and I may rely upon it for complete guidance in all my daily affairs. This universal mind, this great subconscious mind, this mind of God knows no evil, limitation, or lack. It simply creates in my experience that which I believe and accept. Therefore, I deny all evil and all error. When my eyes and my senses are deluded with the apparent circumstance of evil, I turn away, lifting my thoughts to the perfection and abundance and love of all the universe. I know that God does not create evil, and I know that by using the power of God, I am able to deny evil, which is only illusion, simply error, and will not stand before truth. For the great reality is good, which is always attempting to manifest itself. I know that error or evil is the result of my own thought, is the result of error on my path, is the result of isolating myself from the power of the universal mind. I know that the universal mind is constantly creating in my experience that which I think, and if evil is manifested, it has come from my own thought, and my own thought may as quickly deny it. I do not will anything to happen, for I am not bigger than God. I simply understand the law of creation is bigger than I am, and that I cannot help my thoughts and belief from becoming real in my experience. Therefore, I hold my thoughts steadfastly on the good. I do not do this with effort, as if I were commanding something to act. I simply relax in contemplation of the good, secure in the knowledge that everything rests with a power much greater than I am. I trust this power. I have complete faith and confidence in this power. I rely upon this power for guidance in all my daily affairs. I refuse to accept evil, and evil is gone. I accept good, and the supply of love of the universe are mine. I know that I am one with the universal mind. I know this mind is perfect, and I may rely upon it for complete guidance in all my daily affairs. This universal mind, this great subconscious mind, this mind of God knows no evil, limitation, or lack. It simply creates in my experience that which I believe and accept. Therefore, I deny all evil and all error. When my eyes and my senses are deluded with the apparent circumstance of evil, I turn away, lifting my thoughts to the perfection and abundance and love of all the universe. I know that God does not create evil, and I know that by using the power of God, I am able to deny evil, which is only illusion, simply error, and will not stand before truth. For the great reality is good, which is always attempting to manifest itself. I know that error or evil is the result of my own thought, is the result of error on my path, is the result of isolating myself from the power of the universal mind. I know that the universal mind is constantly creating in my experience that which I think, and if evil is manifested, it has come from my own thought, and my own thought may as quickly deny it. I do not will anything to happen, for I am not bigger than God. I simply understand the law of creation is bigger than I am, and that I cannot help my thoughts and belief from becoming real in my experience. Therefore, I hold my thoughts steadfastly on the good. I do not do this with effort, as if I were commanding something to act. I simply relax in contemplation of the good, secure in the knowledge that everything rests with a power much greater than I am. I trust this power. I have complete faith and confidence in this power. I rely upon this power for guidance in all my daily affairs. I refuse to accept evil, and evil is gone. I accept good, and the supply of love of the universe are mine. I know that I am one with the universal mind. I know this mind is perfect, and I may rely upon it for complete guidance in all my daily affairs. This universal mind, this great subconscious mind, this mind of God knows no evil, limitation, or lack. It simply creates in my experience that which I believe and accept. Therefore, I deny all evil and all error. When my eyes and my senses are deluded with the apparent circumstance of evil, I turn away, lifting my thoughts to the perfection and abundance and love of all the universe. I know that God does not create evil, and I know that by using the power of God, I am able to deny evil, which is only illusion, simply error, and will not stand before truth. For the great reality is good, which is always attempting to manifest itself. I know that error or evil is the result of my own thought, is the result of error on my path, is the result of isolating myself from the power of the universal mind. I know that the universal mind is constantly creating in my experience that which I think, and if evil is manifested, it has come from my own thought, and my own thought may as quickly deny it. I do not will anything to happen, for I am not bigger than God. I simply understand the law of creation is bigger than I am, and that I cannot help my thoughts and belief from becoming real in my experience. Therefore, I hold my thoughts steadfastly on the good. I do not do this with effort, as if I were commanding something to act. I simply relax in contemplation of the good, secure in the knowledge that everything rests with a power much greater than I am. I trust this power. I have complete faith and confidence in this power. I rely upon this power for guidance in all my daily affairs. I refuse to accept evil, and evil is gone. I accept good, and the supply of love of the universe are mine. I know that I am one with the universal mind. I know this mind is perfect, and I may rely upon it for complete guidance in all my daily affairs. This universal mind, this great subconscious mind, this mind of God knows no evil, limitation, or lack. It simply creates in my experience that which I believe and accept. Therefore, I deny all evil and all error. When my eyes and my senses are deluded with the apparent circumstance of evil, I turn away, lifting my thoughts to the perfection and abundance and love of all the universe. I know that God does not create evil, and I know that by using the power of God, I am able to deny evil, which is only illusion, simply error, and will not stand before truth. For the great reality is good, which is always attempting to manifest itself. I know that error or evil is the result of my own thought, is the result of error on my path, is the result of isolating myself from the power of the universal mind. I know that the universal mind is constantly creating in my experience that which I think, and if evil is manifested, it has come from my own thought, and my own thought may as quickly deny it. I do not will anything to happen, for I am not bigger than God. I simply understand the law of creation is bigger than I am, and that I cannot help my thoughts and belief from becoming real in my experience. Therefore, I hold my thoughts steadfastly on the good. I do not do this with effort, as if I were commanding something to act. I simply relax in contemplation of the good, secure in the knowledge that everything rests with a power much greater than I am. I trust this power. I have complete faith and confidence in this power. I rely upon this power for guidance in all my daily affairs. I refuse to accept evil, and evil is gone. I accept good, and the supply of love of the universe are mine. I know that I am one with the universal mind. I know this mind is perfect, and I may rely upon it for complete guidance in all my daily affairs. This universal mind, this great subconscious mind, this mind of God knows no evil, limitation, or lack. It simply creates in my experience that which I believe and accept. Therefore, I deny all evil and all error. When my eyes and my senses are deluded with the apparent circumstance of evil, I turn away, lifting my thoughts to the perfection and abundance and love of all the universe. I know that God does not create evil, and I know that by using the power of God, I am able to deny evil, which is only illusion, simply error, and will not stand before truth. For the great reality is good, which is always attempting to manifest itself. I know that error or evil is the result of my own thought, is the result of error on my path, is the result of isolating myself from the power of the universal mind. I know that the universal mind is constantly creating in my experience that which I think, and if evil is manifested, it has come from my own thought, and my own thought may as quickly deny it. I do not will anything to happen, for I am not bigger than God. I simply understand the law of creation is bigger than I am, and that I cannot help my thoughts and belief from becoming real in my experience. Therefore, I hold my thoughts steadfastly on the good. I do not do this with effort, as if I were commanding something to act. I simply relax in contemplation of the good, secure in the knowledge that everything rests with a power much greater than I am. I trust this power. I have complete faith and confidence in this power. I rely upon this power for guidance in all my daily affairs. I refuse to accept evil, and evil is gone. I accept good, and the supply of love of the universe are mine.